Pam Bondi, 85 Somalis charged, 60 people guilty in Minnesota fraud. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 29, 2025. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced on Monday that 85 Somalian nationals have been charged regarding ongoing fraud taking place in Minnesota, with more prosecutions coming. In a post on X, Bondi praised citizen journalist Nick Shirley's reporting, which showed Americans the scale of fraud taking place in Minnesota under Governor Tim Walz, D. At Nick Shirley's work has helped show Americans the scale of fraud in Tim Walz's Minnesota, Bondi said. At the Justice Dept has been investigating this for months. So far, we have charged 98 individuals, 85 of Somali descent, and more than 60 have been found guilty in court. We have more prosecutions coming, buckle up, lawmakers. Bondi added. Bondi's post comes after Shirley released a video showing him visiting several daycare centers in Minnesota that were reportedly receiving millions of dollars in federal aid, despite there being no signs of children at the locations. Breitbart News reported that one of the daycare centers Shirley visited had misspelled the word learning as leering. Nick Shirley visited the Quality Learning Center in South Minneapolis, reporting that the learning center hadn't even spelled its name correctly on its sign, with learning misspelled as leering. As the citizen reporter approached the facility, an unidentified woman yelled, "Don't open up!" incorrectly claiming Shirley and the man with him were Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. "There's no one here," Shirley said on the video. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Director Kash Patel previously stated the agency is aware of recent social media reports in Minnesota, adding that even before the public conversation escalated online, the FBI had surged personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes exploiting federal programs.